Eastern States. Slash Off Radio.
In space number something something. We are broadcasting live from our asteroid fortress hidden in the Van Eck belt.
Warning, there is a 7-minute delay on this broadcast.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
So we might be a little, you know, the news might be out.
You're going to be receiving, if you try to call in, I mean, you'll have plenty of time to turn your radio off.
Yeah, the interviews are going to be pretty hellacious to actually command during this because of the delay.
Oh, we have a caller.
We had a caller. We hung up.
We've got a caller in 7 minutes. We're going to have his first question for us.
However, our hold music is really good while you're on the 7 minutes.
Yeah, well, but it's really repetitive.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice asteroid, all things considered. Is this the asteroid from Deep Impact or the asteroid from Armageddon?
I think it's from Deep Armageddon.
Dude, they were the same asteroid. They just
you see Tay Leone
called
or
them different things
me?
In the script.
Is that Ben Affleck on Tinder?
Hey! Hey, kid, what are you putting over? Hey!
Couldn't you be wearing an oxygen mask? You know, there's no air in space.
Ben Affleck, pretty boy.
Oh no, my body's going to explosively decompress.
This is going to be cool if we can tape it.
This Why? Is the sound of Ben Affleck.
We can sell
clothing.
It on eBay.
It's like those video clips that you see that like get legendary, you know, like the one where the guy picks up his computer monitor and just throws it on the floor, or like the original South Park Spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
It'll be like Ben Affleck decompressing in space. It'll be famous.
Right. We should do some introductions.
Hey, yeah, well, this is Geeks in Space, obviously. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jeff Hemo Spates.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
And I'm Nate Mixmaster Ostendoe.
Oh, he has selected a nickname for himself.
This week,
from this day forth, he shall be known as Mixmaster.
For he has drawn forth the microphone from the table.
Whoa,
the
dude.
Tart in the lake has thrown the mic. Never mind.
And he has spoken the words wiki scratch, wiki, wiki scratch.
I'm the one to open up Pro Tools and to create tracks for all of us.
So, boy, yeah, like I said, it's a holiday. We don't really have much to talk about, but we like to hear the sounds of our own voices.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's usually why we scream.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Yeah, we have to be
office.
Very careful with the clipping in the these microphones so that, you know, it doesn't sound really terrible for you. If it's going to sound terribly, we want it to sound terrible because we sound terrible, not because our equipment has somehow failed.
We want it to be an honest terribleness.
So what do we got coming on in the news? The most interesting thing, and, you know, this is pushing it, is the fact that if you want, you can buy your own Tyrannosaurus Rex.
You can bid for your own Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, if you really want it, you can buy it. You bid $1 billion and call it good.
Well, I suppose so. I get the details of it is that millionaire.com in auctions, Lycos auctions.
Hey, what do you pay for millionaire.com and, like, for the domain name?
$70 for 2 years.
Ironically enough. So they have gotten together, and they are bidding a complete Tyrannosaurus skeleton. Opening bid is $5.8 million.
Yeah, shipping is included.
Yep, from its warehouse in Kansas. I'm not sure about reassembly.
Do it yourself. There's a big instruction manual. It's like Legos.
No, let's Dad. That's
the hip bones connected to the
It's like
knee
page
bone.
17, and you know, they show, like, there's just the feet and, like, the tail. And you're like, keep assembling. Find this piece, and oh, that'd
yeah,
be so cool.
This is the 37th vertebrae. No, it is the 23rd.
You need a crane in order to hoist up the skull.
Well, it is 25 feet tall and 40 feet long, so I hope you have adequate space. I think the most interesting part of the interview is the bright-eyed and bushy-tailed reporter asked the auctioneers if they thought it was wrong to be auctioning a piece of history of the Earth. I assume the reporter probably got there by driving in his car using something from the Earth, or has metal involved in some part of his day.
Jeff is, of course, very ornery today for no apparent reason, and has decided that a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton is somehow equivalent to a gallon of oil. You know, and I would go...
Actually, it's equivalent to a gallon of 10-weight oil, not 40-weight.
Oh, it's like, it's the what's the grades on oil? Like 92? It's the super 10, high,
the
low
10,
fuel.
40,
yeah.
That,
super high fuel, whatever
like
that works
I just
out.
Said.
Yeah, like that. I don't understand gas. I just pull the nozzle off that's closest to me and shove it in the tank.
Occasionally sprays passerbys and lights them on fire.
Crap, this was diesel! The, I guess if you're going to buy 5.8 million gallons worth of fossil fuels, then, you know, maybe it's kind of the same.
Either that or you're named Amoco.
How many guys do you know named Amoco?
My name is actually Amoco A. Amoco.
Potter, when you have a firstborn child, I'd like you to name it Amoco.
I don't know. I was kind
That's
of...
a great name for a girl. Don't you think?
I was leaning towards Texaco myself, but...
Texaco. You could have the twins, Amoco and Texaco.
Ah, naming your children after oil. Kind of collaborates. Next week on Geeks in Space.
How about Sitgo?
Clark.
Or Mobile.
What if the Getting Go?
I pity the one that has to be Standard Oil.
Or 76.
Or Shell.
Or Mobile. Oh, dear Lord, this is extremely lame.
Yeah, so it's a vacation. Vacation.
Have we
holiday.
Mentioned that nothing has happened of any interest in the last few days?
Yeah, well, I actually, one
true.
Thing has happened of interest. I've started to play Planescape Torment, which made me stay up till 6 in the morning Sunday before I finally thought
that
I should
go to bed. Have you ever seen Clockwork Orange?
Yes.
Well, it made you stay open kind of the same way as he was forced to watch films. Like, these little pinchers came out and pulled his eyelids back.
I knew I shouldn't have let Nate stand behind me.
That's the thing you get now on those modern interactive CD-ROM adventures.
You get things that allow you to play it for 27 hours nonstop while listening to Beethoven's Ninth and being pumped intravenous chemicals.
Sweet.
I totally missed out on a whole.
That sounds like freshman year.
The game. I do have to say though that this game is phenomenal. They're getting closer and closer to creating a world in which you can actually interact in and do pretty much whatever you please. So. That gets two big thumbs up and one giant lack of sleep from me.
So we got another little bit of an interesting thing that happened recently. In the ongoing list of calamities to afflict Jeff's life, do you want to tell this little story? Oh, hold on. The precursor is you have to understand that just a few short months ago, someone, we won't name his name, decided to burn Jeff's house down.
His name was Loki.
His name was Mixmaster.
He had a flaming sword, which made which the whole
did,
fire
did
thing very
easy. At all.
Yeah, actually, nah.
So this week, another elemental strikes.
So I went back up to where my fiance goes to school, and I went back up with her after Christmas. And we've been driving for about 8 hours, and we get there, and it's 6:30 on a Friday evening. And, no one's usually doing stuff, and there's a giant university van. She lives in family housing. And, that's a bit odd, 6:30 on a Friday night. And I said, honey, you know, is the door to your apartment open? She's like, yeah, maybe George is watering the plants. And we walk in.
Yeah, a lot.
And, there have been a lot of water.
They're thirsty plants.
Yeah, they're extraordinarily, they're so thirsty that someone from the university had been there for 3 hours, shifting all of the contents of the apartment to the area that hadn't flooded. Evidently, the line that fills the tank and the toilet, brings the clean water in, had busted at some time that afternoon. And when the university got in, there had been about 4 inches of standing water on the ground, which had only been noticed because the neighbors came back and their entire apartment had flooded through the wall. So, yeah, that's pretty much how my life goes. So,
I'm scheduling a tornado to take your house
actually,
out
I'm
next,
up for a plague of
week.
Plague of insects.
Oh, locusts.
Yeah, so if you could arrange some locusts, that'd be great.
I'll get on that.
I think you're lucky in that you don't have a firstborn son to lose.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We're going to upgrade the plagues.
You know, I might as well get that one over with now, you know, while it's...
While you're young enough to breed
a
again.
A freebie.
Yeah, that one in frogs.
Yeah, the frogs, I'll definitely need to get the frogs done with
soon.
We
should poll. What's your favorite plague?
Boils.
Boils, huh? Huh, no, boils just sounds like it needs a lot of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So they have ointment for that now, you know.
Nate, has anything else of interest happened?
I don't know. I'm scrolling up and down the Slashdot page.
And nothing is
the only thing that catches my eye is Hong Kong Linux World 2000 kicked off.
We're not there.
No. Nope.
But we are going to the Linux World in New York next week.
Week after next.
Week after next?
Yeah,
week
after
next. Oh, that's right. I get a week home
before
I get
to
general.
All of us are going to be there, and we're going to be doing multiple broadcasts per day. That's right. You get to hear our ridiculous
You thought this was dumb. You thought this episode was lame. Well, we're going to do it twice a day.
Yeah, we didn't think it was a good idea either, yet we've been convinced into doing it.
We basically were given no choice. There it says, we want publicity, and the best way to do it is to strap microphones onto you morons. And that's the best you guys can come up with? Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
We're doomed.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that, complete with live instruments, however.
Yeah, we're thinking about bringing the music out there. Potter will be out there in full harmonica form.
Yeah, and also we'll be having bringing Defunk and
I was thinking
Andrew
we were
going to
bring
Lloyd Webber.
George Clinton will
and
be,
AC/DC will all be performing.
Angus Young is going to be out there playing all three of his chords.
Yeah, well, actually, Angus Young will be playing a harpsichord, oddly enough.
We're going to really screw him up. Make everybody choose different instruments.
No, Angus, your guitar never showed up. We do, however, have the 16th century harpsichord.
Did someone order an orchestra?
I'm looking at Cypress Hill.
Possibly while on drugs.
What is it? Cypress Hill stole my orchestra, now Smashing Pumpkins is eating my lunch.
Yeah. Careful, don't touch it. I got it at the Pink Floyd yard sale.
Yes. Well, happy 10 years of The Simpsons.
That's right. That actually does matter.
That's funny again.
This
Sunday
hasn't been
Sunday
bad.
Nights was pretty
Sunday was,
pretty
wasn't
funny.
Bad. It was definitely not, you know, season 4, season 5, but it was definitely not season 8, season 7, which was, you know, Wretch a Minute. Adventures in Lameness. Why is everybody pausing?
I'm trying not to sneeze into the microphone.
Hey, that's pretty sweet.
I was waiting for another Simpsons...
Simpsons,
yeah.
A random,
random
exchange.
Yeah. Come on. You got one more.
The dervish of...
What, I can't remember what
the dervish of declension. I'm the dervish of declension with maximum hit points and infinite charisma.
Just because you know that was you as a kid, dude.
I was totally Martin. No, I was not Martin. I was actually more like Milhouse.
Yeah.
No, Ralph. Jesus does not have
Discovery
wheels.
Discovery Channel.
Oh, your wussiness better come in handy later.
Yes. But, no, there doesn't seem to be any news today, so...
It's a holiday. It's boring.
We will probably, does anyone else have any comments? I mean, we're breaking the 12-minute mark.
That's not bad.
So I figure that's enough time of us talking about nothing.
We promise next episode will suck less, but we promise that every week, and every week we're lying.
In case you haven't heard anything since our last episode, the world didn't end on year 2000.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Did anybody else watch like the New Year specials or
I
anything?
Watched way too much CNN, expecting at least something to blow up.
Yeah, yeah. I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
I was hoping that, you know, Russia would go into a meltdown.
Did
or
you
something.
See the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Yeah,
the Eiffel Tower
was super
cool.
Sweet. Pretty cool.
It was just like, yeah, lights, I should have gone there. New York was boring. There were some interesting stories
Except
out of New
for
York,
the
though.
20 people who were crushed with the... giant apple.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. But no, they had people like backed up for like blocks and blocks and blocks, and apparently if you got anywhere near the ball, you had to have been there like days in advance, and there was no place to pee. So they're like people running around wearing Depends.
Dick Clark actually had to parachute in.
Sweet.
Luckily, he still has the body of a 30-year-old.
That's thanks largely in part to a cybernetic implant.
And as a national courtesy,
like
the Air Force sent
man.
In Air Force One to drop him in. On this day, Dick Clark, you are more important than the leader of our nation.
Dick Clark, wouldn't it be Air Force Two unless Clinton was on it?
No. It doesn't it's just the plane.
No, Air Force One is any plane that the president's on.
Unless it's a helicopter, then that's Marine One.
Well, wow, Potter is Mr. Wow. Trivia.
Oh, hey, Potter, I know of another bit of news. Potato froze.
Oh, yeah.
For real this time.
Yeah.
I downloaded, I apt-getted this morning and pulled in a 42 megs worth of
new
packages.
Yeah, the update was huge.
It's like, whoa, good thing we have T1. I'm going to do that right now, actually.
Watch Nate's laptop go down. No, it's frozen. It's stabilized. There's Mozilla actually works. All the GNOME stuff works. It's great. I mean, I've been running Potato now for...
Are you running Mozilla?
I actually did a day of running Mozilla, and it was pretty stable. It has some weirdness, and my biggest thing is that it's funny. I actually, you know how it's got the progressive rendering of the tables or whatever?
Right, right.
Well, you know, great feature, except that, you know, a table renders, and I'm all like, well, where's the inside? You know, and of course it's not there yet because it hasn't rendered, it hasn't downloaded yet, and I'm all thinking that my transfer aborted or something, so I'm pressing escape and hitting reload and can't figure out where my pages are all going.
So Mozilla developers, take note. Rob Commander Taco Malda is confused at your browser.
I am dumb. And that's okay. Oh, Mike Shaver is also...
Mike Shaver has left Netscape.
Left
he
Netscape.
Has not left Mozilla, as I incorrectly titled my story.
Yeah, I think we had like 100 people email and tell Jeff he's dumb. Yeah, Mike Shaver, I don't know, after Jamie Zawinski left, Shaver's been one of the top dogs over in the Mozilla project, and obviously he's been part of the Netscape AOL thing, but as we all know, since it's Netscape / AOL, and the AOL is in caps, and the Netscape part is in font size 1,
Now it's AOL Time Warner.
Right. Now it's AOL Time Warner.
Alta.
Glowfax Megathorpe, for those
of you who don't know. Yeah, Glowfax Megathorpe. Yeah, nobody's really saying, or Mike won't say really what he's doing, but he's not leaving the Mozilla project. Whoever his future employer is apparently has a vested interest in Mozilla, so he's going to continue working, although he won't be paying Netscape / AOL / Time Warner.
Well, actually, he won't be working as much.
Not full time, obviously.
He says it'll be as time permits deal. So that's too bad. But
Mike's a good guy.
Yeah, I hope he enjoys what he's doing next.
And sounds like a lot of people at Netscape have been jumping ship.
Yes.
Wonder why. It must be fun working at Netscape / AOL / Time Warner /...
/ we have decided to acquire
/ Glowfax
you
Megathorpe.
Yes, exactly.
It's also probably pretty important that we remind you about the upcoming Crawl Invasion.
Kurt at thepope.org needs an email. Please plead with him to not invade the Earth.
Right. Tell him that Earth has done many good things. There was Kenny Rogers, for example.
Yeah,
Kenny Rogers was pretty good.
Yep, he was way up there as far as Earth accomplishments.
Seinfeld.
Yep, a show about nothing.
Yep.
Only in the United States on the planet Earth.
Go karts made out of lawnmower engines.
The Nintendo. Most specifically, Super Mario
and
Brothers.
And the MX missile.
Earth has done some great. Okay, well, I was going to say the word. Did you know they bleep us?
No.
I said the S word last week, and they bleeped us.
No, I bleeped you, dude.
You bleeped me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that
Nate actually
you
randomly
that power?
Bleeped.
That's excellent.
Nate, Mixmaster, bleep master.
I did it. I did it to be funny, because I basically amplified it and then played it backwards, like in rap.
Oh,
albums,
like in rap. So it sounds like I'm scratching myself.
Right.
First?
That's funny. I thought
that's actually awesome. If you play Rob's sentences back, it's I am the naked woman.
It's actually obfuscated Perl code, but no, make sure you let Kurt know that Kurt at thepope.org, he needs to know that the Earth should not be invaded. It's good, it's done wonderful things.
Like no waffles.
Also you can tell him he's dumb.
Yes.
He especially likes to be told that he's dumb. And quite frankly, the only reason he listens to Geeks in Space, and he's my roommate, for those who don't know, he listens every week to find out when we ask him to email him, and he hates it. So
so good job, guys.
Ask him how the book is going.
Yeah, he's been writing a book about Code Warrior for a long
time.
Code Fusion. The other
Since Code Warrior is actually not being developed anymore.
Really?
Since Motorola bought MetroWorks, the Linux project for Code Warrior has been put on quote-unquote indefinite hold. So
that's all right. You know, who needs IDEs? GCC, Vim.
Make. Rah.
Yeah, he's been writing a chapter a day for the last week, so let me just say that he's been a fun guy to be living with.
Yeah, right.
Well, we'll talk to you guys, next week we'll probably have a normal episode, and then, of course,
there might be news.
Our Linux World extravaganza will be upcoming, and we will talk about even less, but we'll talk about it more often.
All right, let's fade in music.
Oh, this is so great.
Wow, when I was walking... Oh.
Don't rap. You are strictly forbidden from rapping.
Oh, yeah.
Potter, on the other hand...
Potter may rap all he wants. Potter, kick a death rhythm. Kick a rhyme for us all. Freestyle.
That rhymed, didn't
it? Oh, come on, dude. You illin'.
You listen to rap all day.
All right, stop it.
I don't listen to rap all day.